This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Residents of some Stewart neighborhoods will get a chance to do some spring cleaning this Saturday. Ann Ellig is the Recycling and Water Conservation Coordinator with the city. She says crews will be heading out early to help residents clean up.
That's correct. On Saturday morning from 8 to 11, we will be stationed at Shepherd Park, and we will have the Martin County Hazmobile there with us. They will be collecting any items that residents want to bring from the selected neighborhoods participating in the cleanup. Those neighborhoods are going to be Fraser Creek, the old historic downtown Stewart area of Potsdam. We have Bessie Creek, Poppleton, Indian Groves, Casa Terrace, and Poppleton West also participating. So residents are invited to place items out at the curb for the city trucks to come through the neighborhoods to pick them up.
What kind of items would those be?
Those items would be yard debris, trash, bulk items, anything that normally they want to clean out of their garage or homes or yards. The items that they specifically have to drive over to Shepherd Park to dispose of would be the hazardous materials, such as the paint cans, pesticides, light bulbs, batteries, gasoline, those kinds of items.
Will there be any kind of recycling effort for any of these things?
Yes. Any e-waste that is brought to the Hazmobile, the city will recycle through the normal chain. So all of that is diverted from landfills. That actually 100% of that would be recycled.
What is e-waste you mentioned? What is that?
E-waste is electronic waste.
Oh, okay.
It is electronic items, old phones, computers, printers, televisions, items of that nature.
Okay, and you want it specifically to be, at least in this case, confined to the neighborhoods that you mentioned?
Correct. Once a year, every neighborhood has an opportunity to participate in a neighborhood cleanup. So if they visit the City of Stewart website at www.cityofstewart.us, they can find a map which depicts their neighborhood, and it lets them know what date that neighborhood cleanup is scheduled for.
Boy, that's a big help. You got to, you know, I want to clean these things up. I know I should. I put it off. If I have a date where I have to do it, or at least a date you're going to be close by, that certainly helps.
Excellent. Yes, it is. It's very helpful. Residents are really appreciative of it, and the city tries to go through several times that morning. So in case somebody hears the truck and they didn't get their items out, we'll come to the neighborhoods through 11 o'clock to pick up anything that is put out there.
Could this be like furniture and things too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. All that big stuff you usually have to arrange a special pickup for.
Correct.
Why does the city do this outreach into the neighborhoods?
It's a way just that we can touch base. We give the residents an opportunity to do the cleanup. At the same time, the city participates by paying a little extra attention to the medians and spending, you know, extra time with the crews in those particular areas just to kind of give it a little spring cleaning. But we can't do everything in the spring, so that's why we spread it out throughout the course of a year.
We've been speaking with Ann Ellig. She's the Recycling and Water Conservation Coordinator with the City of Stewart. We'll have a link to the neighborhood cleanup schedule on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts.